other day I stopped by the Ross Sports Center at St. Michael's College to check out a shoot-around for the St. Michael's Purple Knights men's basketball team.
Yeah. Standing down there, Jordan.
The team was going through a light workout the day after a loss to Bentley College. There have been a lot of losses for the Purple Knights this season. They've got one more game today against Stonehill College with just 5 wins against 19 defeats, although they have been competitive in just about every game they've played this season. But at 5-19, the team doesn't get a lot of attention outside of their Colchester campus, especially in a year when the UVM men are setting records for wins down the road in Burlington. But it has been a special year for St. Mike's because of this guy.
I'm Matt Bonds, and I'm a power forward here at St. Michael's College.
Bonds will be remembered as one of the greatest basketball players in the school's history as he plays his final game today. The numbers are staggering. More than 1,500 career points, 18 double-doubles this season. That's Hoops talk for reaching double digits in at least 2 categories: points, rebounds, assists, steals, or blocks in a single game, and he ranks 2nd in Division II this season in that category. Rebounds are a Matt Bonds specialty. Among all active NCAA Division I, II, and III men's players, Bonds is 2nd all-time in career rebounds with 1,089, and that number will go higher after his final game today, when he may find himself just the 2nd player in program history to record 1,500 points and at least 1,100 rebounds. But if Matt Bonds was just about the numbers, he wouldn't have been such an influence on teammates like sophomore shooting guard Levi Holmes.
I learned a lot from him, just his work ethic mostly, because that's all he does. He's just a worker.
The work ethic, leading by example, Purple Knights head coach Josh Meyer couldn't agree more.
Matt's had a huge impact on the culture of this program. As a 4-year player and 2-year captain, and just a great leader who's, you know, really influenced a lot of other guys who have come through this program.
At 6'5" and the star of the basketball team, Bonds is easy to notice on campus. But despite all the accolades from what he does on the court, he's never lost his focus on academics, evidenced by his 4.0 grade point average this past semester and a stint on the dean's list.
Knowing what was important to me was academics first and basketball, I could balance those two out pretty well if I put a lot of attention and focus on them, so not getting distracted. I think that really helped.
Matt Bonds grew up in Accokeek, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., but reminders of home are never far because his mom and dad come to his games. Not just a few games, not just most, not just for his senior year. Bonds has had at least one parent at every one of his games, home or away, every game for the past 4 years. Excuse the pun, but the Bonds have a bond.
If I was going to work hard, then they were going to work hard for me. If I showed that focus and that desire to be good in something, they were going to show that support in whatever I was doing.
Do you know where they are in the home games in the stands?
I know exactly where they are every time. They sit in the same spot. Even in the away games, I generally know exactly where they are. I always look at them.
Toni Bonds is Matt's mother. The day I met her was one of the rare occasions when she made the trip solo without her husband Michael, who had a work commitment and had to miss the game against Bentley. She says once the season ends, she will add up all the miles she's traveled to make every one of her son's games for the past 4 years. How long is the drive from Maryland to Colchester? About 10 to 12 hours.
Depending on the weather and the traffic.
Why do you do it?
Family. Unity within the family.
The closest she and her husband ever came to missing a game was an away contest when heavy traffic in New York almost spoiled their record.
We got to the school maybe within 5 minutes from the ending of the game. But it was an awesome experience just to be there to interact with Matt after the game.
Losing is not easy for any competitive athlete. The difficulty for St. Michael's is that back in the 1970s, the school was faced with a decision: play in a very competitive Division II or move to Division III, and in doing so, forfeit the ability to offer basketball scholarships like the one that brought in Matt Bonds. As a result, this small school in northern Vermont routinely plays against bigger Division II schools that have tougher overall rosters, so it's hard to put together a winning season. But elite athletes like Bonds have a will to win, and Coach Meyer says Bonds can single-handedly take over a game.
we had a game at Pace. You know, we were down late in the game, and I think Matt had several steals and just really willed us to a win in that game. Wouldn't let the team stop playing and kind of put everybody on his back, and ended up getting a steal at the end and getting fouled and made a free throw, a bank shot free throw to win the game. Yeah. So it was pretty impressive.
Did you mean to bank that free throw shot?
I did mean to make that free throw shot, yeah. I called it.
But maybe the thing that really defines Matt Bonds is what he says about a game from this, his final season.
I think one of my favorite games was the St. Thomas Aquinas game, which was the first game of the season. We lost in the end, but they were ranked third at the time. And I just think seeing the overall team effort and the way that we were one group and we worked together, even though we didn't prevail in the end, it was really inspiring to see teammates have each other's back and doing everything they could for each other.
Matt Bonds is graduating with a major in psychology and says he'd like to try playing basketball professionally overseas. If that doesn't work out, he's also considering a career in law enforcement closer to his home in Maryland. Then, at least, his mom and dad wouldn't have to travel so far to cheer him on. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.